Un día Jesús le dijo a sus discípulos,
one day Jesus said to his disciples,
donde dos o tres de vosotros estéis reunidos en mi nombre,
where two or three of you are gathered together in my name,
él dijo, yo voy a estar en medio de ellos.
He said, I would be there with you.
En esta noche no estamos aquí reunidos en el nombre de una religión.
And tonight we're not gathered here in the name of a religion.
Ni tampoco reunidos en el nombre de ninguna institución humana.
Nor in the name of an institution that is human.
Estamos reunidos en el nombre de Jesús.
We are gathered together in the name of Jesus.
Y si estamos reunidos en su nombre,
and if we're gathered together in his name,
él está aquí con nosotros.
Then he is here with us.
Hace poco, menos de dos meses,
less than 2 months ago,
estuve predicando en Japón.
I was preaching in Japan.
Y en el momento que estaba predicando,
and in the moment in which I was preaching,
Dios me hizo que yo me dirija a las personas que estaban en el auditorio.
God caused me to direct myself to the people that were in the auditorium.
Lógicamente allí en Japón no conocen a Dios.
And in Japan they don't have a great knowledge of God.
Sí han servido a dioses paganos.
Yes, they have served pagan gods.
Y yo les dije en ese día lo que Dios me decía.
And I said to them what God was telling me.
El Dios que ustedes no ven.
And the Lord told me to tell them the God that you serve.
Y que está aquí con nosotros, les dije.
The God that is here with us today.
Se va a hacer visible.
Is going to make himself visible.
A través de hechos reales.
Through real works.
A través de milagros.
Through miracles.
A través de transformaciones.
Through transformations.
Que usted podrá verla visiblemente en su vida.
And you will be able to see the manifestation of God's presence.
Ustedes han conocido y han visto y han adorado dioses que ven.
And I've said to them, you've seen other gods before.
Que los puede tocar con sus manos.
That you can touch them with your hands.
Pero nada han hecho por ustedes.
But nothing those gods have done.
Ustedes lo vieron con sus ojos.
And they
lo tocaron con sus manos.
You see those gods with
pidieron
your eyes.
Y nunca nada recibieron.
And you touch them with your hands, and you've never received anything.
Pero yo quiero decirles.
And that means
que Dios que está aquí,
that the God that is here,
que quizás ustedes ahora no lo ven,
that perhaps you cannot see,
pero se va a hacer visible,
but he's going to make himself visible,
a través de hechos reales,
through real works,
que podrás ver con tus ojos,
that you're going to see him with your eyes,
palpar con tus manos,
and you're going to glorify him.
Fuerte el aplauso.
Come on, give the Lord a great hand.
¿Y sabes cuánta gente saltaba y contaba lo que Dios había hecho con ellos?
Do you know how many people in that meeting started to jumping to their feet and saying what God had done?
El primer testimonio,
the first testimony,
un hombre,
a man,
que tenía problemas mentales,
who had emotional problems, mental problems,
sus ojos torcidos,
his eyes were twisted,
un ojo miraba hacia arriba,
he had one eye that was looking up,
otro ojo miraba hacia abajo,
and another eye that was looking down.
No era una persona normal.
He was not a normal person in his mind.
Y fue el primero que subió corriendo.
And he's the first one that ran up.
Y dijo, mis ojos se enderezaron.
And he said, my eyes have been straightened out.
Se abrió mi mente.
My mind has been opened.
Lo que no podía hacer ni ver ni recordar lo veo y lo recuerdo.
And what I couldn't see, I see, and what I couldn't remember, I remember.
Dios ha acomodado mis pensamientos.
God has aligned my thoughts.
Él no sabía explicar lo que estaba ocurriendo.
He couldn't explain exactly what happened.
¿Saben una cosa?
Do you know something?
¿Por qué le dije eso a los japoneses?
Do you know why I told the Japanese?
Porque ellos tienen
things?
Una máxima. Una máxima.
Because they have a maxim.
Más vale un ver. Más bien un ver. Más bien un ver que cien oír.
They would rather see than hear.
Y cuando vieron los hechos reales,
and when they saw the miracles and the works,
venían y me decían,
they came to me and said,
verdaderamente Dios está aquí.
Truly God is God.
Y en esta noche Dios está aquí.
And I'm here to tell you that God is here tonight.
Está aquí con
it's the God that answers us. Come on, give him a hand tonight.
Oh, gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Oh, gloria a Dios.
Oh, glory to God.
¿Saben una cosa? Me alegro porque ustedes saben adorar al Señor.
I'm
aplauden, saltan, danzan, ríen.
Jump, you dance, you clap.
Adorar a Dios con todo lo que Dios nos ha dado.
And I'm in your worshiping God with everything that God's given you.
¿Sabes cuándo comencé en el año 81 en Argentina?
And you know the people in Argentina.
A predicar el Evangelio.
When we started preaching the gospel.
A mí me gustaba aplaudir a Jesús.
I used to like to clap to Jesus or applaud the Lord.
Pero allí en Argentina,
but in Argentina,
había mucha resistencia.
There was a lot of resistance.
Había iglesias eslavas, alemanas,
there were Germans and people from different
italianas,
backgrounds.
De los hermanos de anglicanos.
And there was a real strong.
Y ellos decían que aplaudir no era de Dios.
And they didn't want to applaud to the Lord.
Pero a mí me gustaba aplaudir.
But I used to love the
applause. Y la gente que venía a las campañas que recién conocía a Dios aplaudía a Jesús.
And the people used to come to the crusades and clap unto the Lord.
Y las críticas arreciaban.
And people would criticize.
La iglesia decía, esa no es manera de adorar a Dios.
And the church would begin to say, that's not how you praise God.
Un día fui a predicar a Brasil.
One day I went to preach.
Estaba en un estadio.
And we were in a stadium.
3 días.
3 days in the
la última noche.
And the last night.
Habían pasado las personas al altar.
People had come to the altar.
Y de pronto veo como que el estadio comienza a ponerse de pie.
And all of a sudden I realized that throughout the entire stadium everybody begins to stand.
Y la gente comenzó a aplaudir.
And the people began to clap.
Y aplaudía, y aplaudía,
and
y aplaudía,
clap,
y aplaudía,
and
y aplaudía.
And clap.
Y yo decía, ¿qué es lo que pasa?
And I was said, what's going on?
¿Por qué aplaude de esta manera la gente?
Why are they clapping this way?
Y de pronto veo
and all of a sudden I see
un grupo de personas que se acerca al altar.
A group of people that are coming to the altar.
Venían muchos policías militares alrededor del grupo.
There were a lot of military police around this group.
¿Y saben quién llegaba al estadio?
And you know who was the one that was
el
coming?
Presidente del Brasil.
The president of Brazil.
Por eso la gente aplaudía.
That's why the people were clapping.
Y yo miraba aplaudir al presidente.
And I watched them clapping and applauding
miraba
the president.
Las tribunas.
And I saw everybody standing
todo
on their feet.
El pueblo de pie aplaudiendo
and
al
everybody
presidente.
Was standing on their feet applauding the president.
Yo estoy seguro que no todos estaban de acuerdo con él.
And I'm sure that not everyone there agreed with everything
pero
about
el primer
him.
Mandatario,
but it was the first mandatory. It was
y la
mandatory.
Dice,
and the Bible says
al que honra, honra.
That we need to honor to whom honor is due.
Y el pueblo de Dios le daba honra a su presidente.
And the people of God in that city were giving honor to their president.
Que venía a participar con nosotros de la bendición.
Because the president was coming to the crusade to participate.
Y yo pensaba para mí.
And I thought to myself.
Si el presidente de Argentina vendría un día a alguna reunión como esta.
If the president of Argentina were to come to a meeting like this.
¿Qué haría el pueblo?
Would the people.
Lo aplaudiría igual.
Applaud them.
No importa lo que pensaran.
Sure they would. It doesn't matter what they think about them. Maybe they wouldn't be in agreement with them, and maybe they would. But they would applaud the president of Argentina because it's mandatory.
Que nos honra con su presencia.
It's automatic that we honor them because they honor us with their presence.
¿Qué pasaría si vendría el presidente de Estados Unidos a esta iglesia?
What would happen if the United States of America's president were to come into this church? He would come in through these doors.
Pienso que lo aplaudiría porque es su presidente.
And I'd imagine that perhaps you would applaud him because he's your president. And because he comes to hear the word of God.
Para nosotros sería una alegría.
To us, that would be a great joy.
Pero ¿saben algo?
But do you know something?
En esta noche,
in this night,
en este lugar,
in this place,
hay alguien más grande que el
there's someone that's greater than the President of the United States. He's greater than the President of the United States or of any country. He's Jesus of Nazareth. Hallelujah! And we need to applaud him more than the President.
Con nosotros está el presidente de todos los presidentes, el señor de todos los señores,
the Lord of all lords,
y el rey de todos los reyes,
the King of all kings.
Merecemos ese privilegio,
and he deserves that privilege.
Pero a él le ha placido. Quiero que abramos la Biblia.
I want you to open your Bibles.
Evangelio según San Lucas,
to the Gospel of Luke,
capítulo 5,
chapter 5.
Vamos a leer en esta noche la palabra del Señor.
We're going to read the word of God tonight.
Gloria al nombre de Jesús.
Glory be to the name of the Lord.
Lucas capítulo 5.
Luke chapter 5.
Ahora le digo el versículo. Verso 17 en adelante.
Verse 17 and on.
Y vamos a leer la palabra del Señor en esta noche en el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, we read.
Y así dice la maravillosa, la gloriosa.
And this is what the marvelous and glorious.
La divina, siempre viva, poderosa y eficaz.
The Word that's always alive and full of power.
Palabra de Dios.
The Word of God.
A todos los hermanos, hermanas, amigos y amigas.
To all the brothers and sisters and friends.
Y dice, aconteció un día que él estaba enseñando.
Now it happened on a certain day that as he was teaching,
estaban sentados los fariseos y doctores de la ley,
and the Pharisees and the teachers of the law were sitting by,
los cuales habían venido de todas las aldeas de Galilea y de Judea y Jerusalén,
who had come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem.
Y el poder del Señor estaba con él para sanar.
And the power of the Lord was present to heal them.
Y sucedió que unos hombres que traían en un lecho a un hombre que estaba paralítico.
And then behold, they brought a man who was in a bed,
procuraron llevarle adentro y ponerle delante de él,
whom they sought to bring in and lay before him.
Pero no hallando cómo hacerlo a causa de la multitud.
But when they could not find how they might bring him in because of the crowd,
subieron encima de la casa y por el tejado le bajaron en el lecho.
They went up into the housetop and let him down in his bed through the
poniéndole en medio delante de Jesús.
And they put him in the midst before Jesus.
Al ver él la fe de ellos,
and when he saw their faith,
le dijo, hombre,
he said to him, man,
tus pecados te son perdonados.
Your sins are forgiven you.
Amén.
Amen.
Vamos a levantar una mano al cielo.
Let's lift our hands toward God.
Vamos a orar a Dios.
And let's pray to the Lord.
Vamos a orar a Dios.
Let's pray.
Padre, piedad.
Father.
Piedad, Señor.
Mercy. Mercy, Lord.
Piedad.
Mercy.
Piedad.
Mercy.
Piedad.
Mercy.
Señor, tiende tu mano de misericordia una vez más.
Lord, extend your hands in mercy once again.
Oh, Padre, y ahora con la autoridad que tú me has dado conforme tu palabra.
Father, with the authority that you've given me according to your word.
Me vuelvo contra todo poder de las tinieblas.
I come against every power of darkness.
Oíme bien, Satanás. Oíme bien, Satanás.
Listen to me well, Satan.
Espíritu inmundo de bloqueo mental, de duda, de incredulidad.
You filthy spirit.
Me vuelvo contra vos en el nombre de Jesús.
I come against you in the name of Jesus.
Te ato, te amarro, te sujeto.
And I bind you now.
Y te ordeno que suelte las mentes y las vidas.
And I command you to loosen the minds and the lives.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
En el nombre de Jesús de Nazaret.
In the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
En el nombre de Jesús de Nazaret.
In the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
Rompo yugos y cadenas.
I break every bondage and chain.
Desato las almas.
I undo your works.
En el nombre de Jesús de
Nazaret. In the name of Jesus.
Y ahora, Padre.
And now, Father.
Como iglesia tuya.
As your church.
Levantamos las manos al cielo.
We raise up our hands toward heaven.
Y nos volvemos contra el hombre fuerte de esta región.
And we come against the strong man of this region.
Príncipe de las tinieblas.
You prince of darkness.
Satanás, diablo.
Satan, you devil.
Saca tus manos sucias de esta región.
Get your dirty hands off this region.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
En el nombre de Jesús de Nazaret.
In the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
Fuera, Satanás.
Out of there, Satan.
Suelta las almas.
Loosen the souls.
Suéltalas.
Loosen them.
En el nombre de Jesús de
Nazaret. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
En el nombre de Jesús de Nazaret.
In the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
Padre, esta noche proclamo salvación.
Father, tonight I declare healing.
Proclamo salud.
I declare salvation.
Proclamo libertad.
I proclaim liberty.
Proclamo vida.
I proclaim life.
Por los méritos de Jesús de Nazaret.
By the power of Jesus of Nazareth.
Envía mil legiones de ángeles, Señor.
Send your angels, Lord, legions of them.
Mil legiones de ángeles.
Thousands of angels.
Sobre esta región, Padre.
Over this region, Father.
Para ayuda de la iglesia.
To, for your church.
En el nombre de Jesús de Nazaret.
In the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
Amén.
Amen.
Amén.
Amen.
Y amén.
Amen. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to Dios.
Glory to God.
Dice la Biblia.
The Bible says.
Aconteció un día que él estaba enseñando.
That it happened one day while he was teaching.
Y estaban sentados los doctores de la ley, los fariseos.
The teachers of the laws and the Pharisees were sitting by.
Los cuales habían venido de todas las aldeas de Galilea, Judea y Jerusalén.
Who had come from Judea and Jerusalem, all the regions.
Y el poder del Señor estaba con Jesús para sanar.
And the power of the Lord was present with Jesus to heal.
Amén.
Amen.
Dijimos cuando comenzamos.
We said when we began.
Hoy la humanidad vive las horas más difíciles.
That we couldn't live in a more difficult time.
El dolor se ha multiplicado.
Where pain has multiplied.
Hoy la familia está sufriendo los más terribles embates del diablo.
Families are suffering from great impacts and weapons of the devil.
La familia está en crisis.
The family is in a crisis.
La sociedad está en crisis.
Society is in a crisis.
La sociedad no tiene respuesta.
Society doesn't have an answer.
Para las necesidades del hombre.
For the needs of man.
Por ello hoy como nunca antes.
That is why today more than ever.
Los hombres levantan los ojos al cielo.
Men are lifting up their eyes toward heaven.
Buscando ayuda sobrenatural.
And they're seeking supernatural help.
Para suplir sus necesidades.
To meet their needs.
Jesús de Nazaret,
Jesus of Nazareth,
estaba enseñando, dice la Biblia.
The Bible says was teaching.
Y allí estaban los doctores de la ley, los fariseos.
And the Pharisees and the lawyers were sitting by.
Mucho pueblo en aquel lugar.
There were so many in that, from that place.
Allí estaba la necesidad.
See, there was a lot of need there.
Allí estaban los doloridos.
The people were hurting there.
Los afligidos, abatidos.
The afflicted, the torn down were there.
Y el poder de Dios estaba con Jesús.
And the power of God was with Jesus of Nazareth.
Allí estaban los necesitados.
The people in need
y
were there.
Y allí estaba Jesús Nazareno.
And Jesus was there.
Enseñándole.
And he was teaching
al hombre,
he was teaching
la necesidad
man,
de volverse a Dios,
the need to come to God,
porque sufre la humanidad,
for humanity's sake.
¿Sabes cuál es la pregunta que me hacen en Alemania?
Do you know what the question that comes up is?
En Dinamarca, en Dinamarca, en Noruega, en Japón,
everywhere I go, in Japan, and everywhere I go,
en España, en Italia.
In military states.
En los países que Dios me ha permitido recorrer.
Whatever country God's allowed me to go.
¿Por qué tanto dolor?
People always ask me this question. Why is there so much pain?
¿Por qué tanto problema?
Why is there so much problems?
¿Por qué los hijos se rebelan contra los
padres?
Why
are children rebelling against their parents?
¿Por qué tanto dolor y tanta enfermedad?
Why is there so much pain and so much sickness?
¿Por qué la familia se despedaza?
Why is it that the families are falling apart?
¿Por qué? ¿Por qué? ¿Por qué?
Why?
Es la pregunta.
This is the question.
Y la gente no tiene respuesta.
And people don't have an answer.
Y levanta los ojos, Dios, ¿por qué?
And they lift up their eyes and say, why, God?
Y hay una sola respuesta.
And there's only one answer.
Porque le hemos dado la espalda a Dios.
Because we turned our back on God.
Ese es el porqué.
That is why.
Porque le hemos dado la espalda
because
a Dios.
Because we turned our back on God.
Yo provengo de un país.
I've gone to other countries.
Que el 99% de la gente.
Where 99% of the people.
Dicen ser cristianos.
Say that they are Christians.
Dicen creer en Dios.
They say they believe in God.
¿Y sabes una cosa?
And do you know something?
Esto no es verdad.
These people don't.
Yo también era uno de los tantos que decía creer en Dios.
There's so many people that say that they believe in God.
Pero voy a decirles algo en esta
but
noche.
I'm going to tell you something today.
A todos ustedes.
All of you that are here.
Creer en Dios no alcanza.
To believe in God is not enough.
Creer en Dios no alcanza.
To believe in God is not enough.
Yo creí en Dios 35 años de mi vida.
I believed in God for 35 years of my life.
Y llegó un momento que comencé a dudar de la existencia de Dios.
And there was a point in my life where I began to doubt the existence of God.
Yo tenía la Biblia al lado de mi cama.
I would read the Bible.
Toda mi familia creía en Dios.
All of my family believed in God.
Yo también creía en Dios.
I also believed in God.
Pero no me alcanzaba.
But I couldn't reach him.
Comencé a dudar de Dios.
And so I began to doubt concerning God.
Yo no tenía respuesta de Dios.
I didn't have any answers from God.
Hasta el día
until
en que entendí una gran realidad.
Until I came to understand a great reality.
Que creer en Dios no es suficiente.
And that is that believing in God is not enough.
Es necesario conocer a Dios.
It's necessary to know God.
Es necesario tener un encuentro con
it's
Dios.
It's necessary to have an encounter with God.
La religión no salva.
Religion doesn't save.
Las instituciones religiosas no salvan.
Religious institutions don't save.
Podemos venir de 10 generaciones de cristianos.
We can come and say that we're Christians.
Pero si no tenemos un encuentro,
but if we don't have an encounter
con Dios,
with God,
nunca disfrutaremos de la gloria y de la bendición de
then
Dios.
We will never participate of the glory and the blessings of God.
Viviremos de fracaso en fracaso y de derrota en derrota.
We can go from failure to failure and defeat to defeat.
Jesús de Nazaret vino a esta tierra con un propósito.
Jesus of Nazareth came to this earth for a purpose.
Transformar tus lágrimas en una sonrisa.
And that's to transform your tears into joy.
Tu desesperanza en esperanza.
And to give you hope upon
tu dolor
hope.
En salud.
To make your pain
y
help.
Está aquí.
And today he is here.
En esta noche.
In this night he is
para
here.
Transformar tu dolor en
to
salud.
Transform your pain
tu desesperanza
for help.
En esperanza.
To take your hope in the hope.
Tu tristeza en alegría.
To take your joy in the your sadness to joy.
Ese es el propósito.
And this is the purpose.
Por el cual Jesucristo vino a la tierra.
Of which Jesus came to
a mostrarnos
earth,
el camino.
To demonstrate to us and show us the way.
Aquí estaba enseñando.
And the Lord is here tonight.
¿Y qué estaba enseñando Jesús?
You see, the Lord was teaching
la necesidad de volverse a Dios de todo corazón.
He was teaching them the need to come back to God with all of their heart.
La necesidad de tener un encuentro con Dios real.
He was teaching them the need to have an encounter with God.
La necesidad de tener un encuentro con el Dios viviente real, genuino y verdadero.
He was teaching them the importance of having an encounter with a real, genuine God.
No decir solamente yo creo.
He wasn't saying that it's enough for you to say I believe.
Yo conozco a Dios.
He's saying that you needed to believe, know God.
Así como en el principio.
Even as in the beginning.
Adán y Eva caminaban en el huerto del Edén.
Adam and Eve walked in the garden with God.
Y dice la Biblia.
And the Bible says.
Que Dios caminaba con ellos.
That God walked with them.
A la luz del día.
In the daytime.
Puedo ver al Señor tomando de un hombro a Adán y tomando de otro hombro a Eva.
You see, God can take us and come and put his hands around our shoulder and we can put our hands around him.
El amigo del hombre.
You see, he was the life of man.
El hombre se rebeló contra Dios.
But man rebelled against God.
Y allí se cortó.
And he lost all of the blessings.
El hombre desechó la amistad de Dios.
The man was deceived and lost God.
Y entre Dios y el hombre se levantó una barrera.
And a wall was raised between him and God.
Una muralla.
And it was a great wall.
¿Y para qué vino Jesús a la tierra?
And this is why Jesus came to the earth.
Para quitar esa barrera.
To tear down the barriers.
Para quitar esa muralla.
To tear down the walls.
Para que volvamos a ser amigos,
so
Dios.
That we can become friends with God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Para que volvamos a caminar con Dios.
So that we can fellowship with God.
No decir yo creo en Dios.
Now, it's not enough for you to say I believe in God.
Yo he cumplido con todas las leyes de Dios.
No, oh, I fulfill all the laws of God.
Pero es necesario conocer.
No, it's necessary for you to know
tener
him.
Un encuentro con Dios.
To have an encounter with God.
Caminar con Dios.
To walk with God.
¿Sabes cuál es el lugar?
Do you know what is the place?
Donde Dios le habla a mi esposa.
Where God begins to speak to his bride.
En la cocina.
In the kitchen.
Dos por tres sale María con una servilleta en la mano. Sale mi esposa de la cocina.
My wife knows about the kitchen.
Con una servilleta en la mano.
And she'll come out with something in her
Carlos,
hand.
Carlos, Carlos.
And she'll say to me, Carlos, Carlos.
¿Qué pasa, María?
And I'll say to her, what's wrong,
María? Que Dios me habló, me dijo que venía de verdad a oír lo que me dijo.
And she said, God showed up in the kitchen to talk to me.
¿Y por qué Dios le habla a mi esposa en la cocina?
And I said, well, why would God speak to her in the kitchen?
Porque Dios camina con ella.
Well, that's because God walks with
a
her.
A mí me habla en el automóvil.
He walks with her in the automobile.
No sé dónde le hablan a usted.
He walks with you everywhere.
Pero
you're
Dios quiere caminar.
You see, God wants to be with you in the car, the kitchen, and everywhere else.
Amen.
Amen.
En este pasaje de la escritura.
And in this passage of scripture.
¿Qué es lo que vemos?
What is it that we see?
Cuatro hombres.
We see men.
Que traían a un hombre que estaba paralítico.
Four men carrying a paralytic.
Y lo traían a Jesús.
And they brought him to Jesus.
¿Y para qué lo traían a Jesús?
And why did they bring him to Jesus?
Para que Jesús le sane.
So that Jesus would do
para
something.
Que Jesús haga un milagro con
so
él.
That Jesus would do a miracle.
Y trajeron al hombre.
And they brought this man.
Quisieron entrarlo en el recinto.
And they put him before him.
Pero no pudieron. Había una multitud.
But you have to understand they couldn't get in because
imposible
there was such a
llevarlo
multitude.
Delante de Jesús.
And there were people in front of Jesus.
Quisieron entrarlo por la puerta, no pudieron.
They tried to bring him through one door and they couldn't.
Por la ventana trasera tampoco pudieron.
They tried to bring him through the back window and they couldn't get him in.
Estaban desesperanzados.
And now they were desperate.
Uno de ellos levantó los ojos.
And one of them lifted up his eyes.
Por el tejado.
And he said, let's take him in through the roof.
Bajemos al paralítico por el tejado.
Let's get him down through the roof.
Y eso hicieron.
And that's what they did.
Un hueco en el tejado.
They began to make a hole in the roof.
Y bajaron al paralítico.
And they began to lower the paralytic.
Y lo pusieron delante de
and
Jesús.
Put him before Jesus.
¿Te imaginas lo que ocurrió en ese momento?
Can you imagine what happened in that moment?
¿Puedes imaginártelo?
Can you imagine this?
¿Qué habrán dicho los fariseos, los doctores de la ley?
That they, the Pharisees and the lawyers were there.
Los religiosos.
The religious people were there.
Esto es un atropello.
And probably they looked up and said, "What is this?"
Así son los seguidores de Jesús.
You see, those are the enemies of God.
Rompen un techo de una propiedad.
That when they break a ceiling, a roof in a house.
La palabra de Dios.
And they began to bring out the word.
Y estaban los religiosos.
And the religious are there when you do this kind of stuff.
Todo.
And they want to just criticize everything.
La actitud de cuatro personas desesperadas que traían.
See, the religious people began to criticize the attitude of these four men that were filled with faith.
¿Qué habrá pensado Pedro, Juan?
And perhaps what would you think?
A mí me gusta mirar el panorama y decir, ¿qué pensó Pedro?
When we look at this,
¿qué habrá pensado Pedro?
I would imagine, what did Peter think?
Bueno, me imagino.
I could just imagine that Peter probably thought,
Pedro le habrá dicho, Juan.
He said, hey, John.
Cuando el maestro nos mire,
when the master looks at us,
a este paralítico lo sacamos por la ventana.
When Jesus looks at us, I want you to take this paralytic out of here.
Esto, dice,
because he can't be doing this kind of stuff.
This is
barbaric.
Estaría enojado.
He probably got upset.
Pero no lo sacaron por la ventana.
But they didn't take him out.
Un día estaba predicando en un país, no sé si era en Italia, me parece.
One day I was preaching in, I believe it was Italy.
Y me sacaron al paralítico.
And they took out the paralytic. They took him out.
El traductor lo sacó afuera.
And they took him out of the room.
Y pues había que entrarlo para que Jesús lo sane.
And then they had to bring him back so Jesus could heal him.
No lo sacaste afuera. Está todavía a los pies de Jesús.
You see, he was still at the feet of Jesus.
Okay.
So they haven't taken the paralytic out. He's
Pero
at the feet of
Jesus. Hubiera querido echarlo.
But perhaps they were thinking of
Pero
taking
no
him
lo
out.
Sacó.
But he didn't take him out.
Simplemente pensó hacerlo.
When he may have even thought of taking
miró
him out.
A Jesús,
but when he looked at Jesus,
todos estaban escandalizados,
all of the people were already starting to be scandalized.
Pero Jesús no piensa como nosotros.
But Jesus doesn't think like we think.
Levantó sus ojos.
Jesus lifted up his eyes.
Y miró a los cuatro que estaban allí.
And he saw the four men that were up on the roof.
Y los amó.
And he pointed at them.
Los amó.
And he loved them.
Los amó.
He loved them.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
Qué diferente Jesús.
Jesus is so different.
¿Cuántas veces queremos echar a alguien en la iglesia? ¿Cuántas veces?
How many times have we not tried to just put people out of the church?
A veces las campañas, a ese lo voy a echar porque está
fumando. We look at people and say, oh, let's get him out of here.
Aquel otro lo voy a sacar de aquí porque está mal vestido o bien pantaloncillos cortos.
Let's get that one out of here. He came with shorts to church.
Jesús no piensa como nosotros.
But you see, Jesus doesn't think like we think.
Oh, Dios.
Hallelujah.
¿Sabe lo que es una campaña al aire libre, no? ¿Sabe lo que es una campaña al aire libre?
Do you know that we were in an open air meeting?
Ahí viene cualquiera y no hay ningún problema.
And when you're in those kind of meetings, everybody comes the way they want to come.
Y me acuerdo que un día oré por los enfermos.
And I remember one time I was praying for the sick.
Y Dios me dijo, me mostró una chica que le había sanado un tumor en su pecho.
And God showed me a young lady that God had healed her of a tumor in her breast.
Bueno, cuando dije, bueno, los que fueron sanados.
And I said, those of you that were healed.
Y la chica pasó a dar su testimonio.
I want you to come. And this young lady came.
Claro, cuando yo vi que se iba, no la dejaron dar testimonio.
But when she came to come up, they didn't let her get up to give the testimony.
Yo estaba en la plataforma muy alta, solo veía su cabeza.
And I was at the platform, all I could see was her head. I couldn't
y
see her.
Y yo la mandé a buscar, digo, tráigala si ya tiene un testimonio. Dios me mostró que la había sanado.
And I said to the guys that were holding her back, you let her come up here because she has a testimony. God healed her.
Y él fue un consejero a buscarla y me la trajo.
And so the counselor went and got her and brought her up.
Y dice, sí, dice, fue sanada de un tumor, pero no la dejan dar testimonio.
And the counselor comes to me and says, listen, she was healed of a tumor, but they won't
y
let her come up.
Y yo miraba a los hermanos y digo, ¿por qué?
And I was looking at the altar workers and I said, why won't you let her come up? And they would go, they saw the four.
Viendo la fe de ellos.
And when he saw the faith of the four men, he said, men,
tus pecados te son perdonados.
Your sins are forgiven you.
¿Qué pasó?
Now what happened?
Otra vez los religiosos.
Once again, the religious people
pero
got stormed.
Este hombre miente.
And they said, what is it? What is it? What is this man's
este hombre blasfema.
This man is blasphemy.
¿Quién puede perdonar pecados sino Dios?
Who can forgive sins except God?
¿Y eso es verdad?
And it's true.
Ningún hombre puede perdonar pecados.
There isn't any man that can forgive your sins.
Ningún hombre tiene autoridad para perdonar pecados.
No man has authority to forgive
pero
your sins.
Pero los religiosos, los fariseos, los doctores de la ley.
But the religious people, the Pharisees, those interpreters of the
no
law.
No sabían que Jesús no era un hombre cualquiera.
Did not know that Jesus was not an ordinary man.
El hijo del Dios.
That He was the Son of God, who is a living God.
Y él tiene autoridad para perdonar pecados.
And he has the power to forgive sins.
Amen.
Amen.
Y sabiendo lo que ellos pensaban,
and when he knew what they were thinking,
Jesús le dijo, ¿qué es más fácil decir?
Jesus said to them, what's easier?
Tus pecados te son perdonados.
To say your sins are forgiven?
O decirle a este hombre, levántate, toma tu lecho y anda.
Or to tell this man, take up your bed and go home.
Para que sepáis que el Hijo del Hombre tiene autoridad.
But so that you would know that the Son of Man has power.
Para perdonar.
To forgive sins.
Nuestros pecados.
To forgive sins.
Le dijo.
He said to the man.
A ti te digo.
I say to you.
Levántate.
Get up.
Toma tu lecho.
Take your bed.
Y anda.
And go.
Y el hombre se levantó.
And the Bible says the man got up. Took up his bed and he was healed. By the power of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Fuerte.
Come on, give the Lord an applause.
Bien fuerte, bien fuerte. Escúchame bien.
Now listen to me well.
Aquí empieza la cosa. Ahora, ¿qué habrá
han pensado? Escúchame bien.
Now listen well to me.
Los cuatro.
What did those four men on the roof?
Cuando Jesús dijo, hombre, tus pecados te son perdonados.
When Jesus said to that man in the bed, your sins are forgiven.
¿Qué habrán pensado?
I wonder what those four men on the roof thought.
Oh, lo trajimos para que lo sane.
Oh, look at this. We brought him to be healed.
Y él le perdona los pecados.
And all he does is forgive him of his sins.
Jesús.
Jesus.
Pero trajimos para que lo sane.
We brought him so that you would heal him.
Y tú solo le perdonas los pecados.
And all you're doing is forgive his sins.
Lo tenemos que llevar otra vez para
atrás. And then we're going to have to take him back up.
A su casa, cargarlo al hombro.
And we're going to have to carry him back to his house.
Oh, no, Jesús.
Oh, no, Jesus.
Sánalo.
Come on, heal him.
Ahora miremos esto.
Now listen to this.
¿Por qué Jesús le dijo, tus pecados te son perdonados?
Why was it that Jesus said to this man, your sins are forgiven?
Y no le dijo, levántate y
anda. And didn't say first, get up and
¿quieres saberlo?
Do you know why?
Entre el hombre y Dios,
between man and God,
hay una barrera.
There is a great gap.
Entre nosotros y Dios, hay una barrera.
Between you and God, or between us and God, there is a barrier.
Y Dios,
between the world and God,
hay una barrera.
There's a great barrier.
Y esa barrera tiene un nombre.
And that barrier has a name.
Se llama pecado.
It's called sin.
Muchas veces,
many times,
pedimos y no recibimos.
And we don't receive.
Porque hay una barrera.
Because there's a barrier in our lives.
A veces pasan años.
Sometimes years go by.
Reclamándole a Dios una bendición y la bendición.
And we're asking God for a blessing and a blessing.
¿Por qué, Señor?
And we're saying, why, Lord?
Porque hay una barrera.
Why haven't we received it? Because there's a barrier.
Hay una barrera entre Dios y los hombres.
There's a barrier between God and man.
Y allí estaba la barrera.
And that barrier was there in this
man. Bajaron al paralítico.
And when they left the paralytic
down, allí estaba el enfermo.
There was the man was sick.
Jesús quería bendecirlo, quería sanarlo.
Jesus wanted to heal him and bless him.
Pero primero tuvo que quitar la barrera.
But first he had to remove the barrier.
Primero tuvo que decirle, hombre, tus pecados te son perdonados.
He had to say to him, man, your sins are forgiven.
Quitó la barrera.
And he took away the barrier.
Y recién luego le dijo, levántate y anda.
Then he said to him, get up and walk.
Yo quiero en esta noche.
I want tonight.
Escúcheme bien.
Listen to me well.
Si nosotros miramos,
if we will say tonight,
cuántas cosas,
and we were to see how many things
que le pedimos a Dios,
that we ask God for,
y a veces parecería que Dios tiene el cielo cerrado.
And sometimes it seems as if though heaven is closed to us.
Yo creí en Dios como dije antes toda mi vida.
Listen, I told you as I said earlier, I believed in God all of my life.
Y comencé a dudar de la existencia de Dios.
But there came a point when I began to doubt the existence of God.
Porque Dios no me respondía.
Because God wouldn't listen to me.
Porque Dios no estaba conmigo.
Because God wasn't with me.
Parecería como que Dios tenía el cielo cerrado.
It seemed to me as if God had heaven closed.
Hasta el día que quité la barrera.
Until the day that I took out the barrier.
Me arrepentí y confesé mis pecados.
When I repented of my sins and confessed them.
Y a partir de ese mismo momento.
And in that very moment, in
que quité
instant,
la barrera.
That I took that barrier off.
Pude disfrutar hasta el día de hoy de la bendición de Dios.
Up until the day of today, I've been able to partake
pedimos
of the blessings
no
of God.
Recibimos.
See, a lot of times we ask, but we don't
quizás
receive.
Nuestras pasiones.
Perhaps we have passions.
Nuestros resentimientos.
Maybe we have resentments.
Nuestros odios.
Maybe our hatred.
Nuestros rencores.
Maybe our bitterness.
Nuestras mentiras.
Maybe our lying.
Nuestros engaños.
Maybe our deception.
Nuestras equivocaciones.
These things
han levantado una barrera, una muralla entre nosotros y Dios.
These things have caused a barrier to come between us and God.
¿Y qué es lo que Dios nos demanda?
And what is it that God wants more?
Que quitemos la barrera.
He wants you and I to remove those barriers.
Que saquemos la barrera y la muralla.
He wants us to take away those
para
barriers.
Para que la bendición de Dios
so that the blessings of God can fall on us.
Un día estuve en Finlandia.
One day I went to a place.
Y había un matrimonio de jóvenes.
And there was a married couple, a young
couple. Amados por la iglesia.
And they were loved by the church, a young
sus
couple.
Abuelos eran misioneros de toda la vida.
This young couple's grandparents were missionaries.
Y estaba la iglesia orando por ellos.
And the church was praying for them.
Estaban orando en toda Finlandia.
They were praying for them.
Un matrimonio joven.
This was a young couple.
Que se estaba por separar. Que se estaba por separar.
That was about ready to be broken.
Dos niños pequeños.
They had two small children about ready to lose their marriage.
El pastor me dijo, Carlos.
And the pastor said to me, Carlos,
ayudamos.
We fast.
Oramos.
We pray.
Hicimos vigilia.
We have visuals.
Año y medio que estamos intercediendo.
For a year and a half we've been interceding for this young couple.
Dios no contesta.
And God has an answer.
Dios no contesta.
God has an answer.
Este matrimonio
está sufriendo.
And this young couple was suffering.
Ya es irremisible, se separa.
And it, they came to a point where they said, we're going to separate.
Su abuelo vino desde la, de las misiones a quedarse en Finlandia para ayudarlos.
The grandfather came from the mission field to come and help them. And they ministered to them.
Pero no hay respuesta.
But they couldn't find an answer.
¿Puedes tú hablar con ellos?
Can you relate with them?
Y hablé con el matrimonio.
And they asked me to speak with this young couple, and I spoke with them.
Y yo le dije, Dios, ¿qué pasa?
And I said, God, what's wrong with this couple?
¿Cuál es el problema?
What is the real problem
Porque
in this couple?
No contestas.
Why is it that you haven't answered the prayers?
Y Dios me dijo,
and God said to me,
pregúntale al joven,
ask the young man,
¿qué pasó cuando él tenía cinco años de edad?
What happened to him when he was 5 years old?
Y yo le dije, ¿qué te pasó cuando tenías cinco años
de edad? And I asked the young man, what happened to you when you were 5 years old?
Y él comenzó a llorar.
And he began to cry.
Y se fue el día más terrible de mi vida.
And he said it was the worst day of my life.
¿Qué fue lo que te pasó?
What was it that happened? I asked him.
Dice, yo estaba jugando en casa.
He said I was playing at home.
Y le rompí un jarrón muy costoso a mi mamá.
And I broke a very valuable vase of my mother.
Era de mis antepasados. Era de mis antepasados.
And it was an antique.
Muy costoso.
It was very costly.
Se hizo añicos en el suelo.
And he was so young.
Mi mamá vino corriendo.
When he broke it, and my mother came running.
Jarrón roto.
And she said, "Why did
me dio.
How did you break this?"
Me agarró de los pelos.
She grabbed me by my hair.
Me levantó.
And she lifted me off the ground.
Y me dijo, "¿Para qué habrás nacido?"
And she said, "Why were you even born?
¿Para qué te habré traído al mundo?
Why did I even bring you into this world?"
Mi vida nunca más fue igual.
My life was never the same.
Tengo el corazón.
And my life has been destroyed since.
Y yo le dije,
and I said to him,
tú te tomas venganza en tu mujer.
You're taking out on your wife.
Maltratas a tu mujer.
You're treating your wife bad.
Vives una vida de dolor, de resentimientos.
And because of the roots of resentment.
Porque no pudiste hacerlo con tu madre.
Because you couldn't take it out on your mother.
Y él llorando me dijo, es verdad.
Now you're taking it out on your wife. And he said to me, you're right.
Y yo le dije, ¿ves?
I said to him,
por eso Dios no ha respondido.
That's why God hasn't answered your prayers.
Porque hay una barrera.
Because there's a barrier
entre ustedes y Dios.
Between you and God.
Y hay que quitarla.
And it's got to go.
Aquí hay que arrepentirse.
You've got to repent right now.
Tú vas a confesarle a tu madre lo que has sentido todos estos años.
You're going to confess to your mother what you have felt all these years.
Le vas a pedir perdón.
You're going to ask her to forgive.
Vamos a orar ahora.
We're going to pray right now.
Y oramos.
And we prayed right there.
Renunció a ese pecado.
And he renounced that
al odio, al resentimiento,
he renounced hatred and resentment.
Perdonó a su madre.
He forgave his mother.
Oramos.
We prayed.
Cuando oramos, como que algo se rompió dentro de él.
And after we prayed, something was broken
cambió
in him.
Su mirada.
His face changed.
Pasaron 8 años.
And 8 years later,
no se separaron.
They were still together.
Hoy están sirviendo juntos.
Today they're serving God together.
Amen.
Amen.
Había una barrera.
Hallelujah.
Había una barrera entre Dios y
there
Dios.
Was a barrier between God and them.
Había una barrera entre el paralítico Jesús.
There was a barrier between them.
Quizás hay una barrera.
In the same way there was a barrier between the paralytic and Jesus.
Entre tú y Dios.
And he had to take it out.
Yo no sé cuál es el nombre.
I don't know what is the barrier in your life.
Pero hay cosas que nos separan de Dios.
But there are things that separate us from God.
Nuestras pasiones.
There are passions.
Nuestros pecados.
There are sins.
Nuestras costumbres.
There are things in your life.
Nuestros resentimientos.
Maybe resentments.
Y nosotros lo sabemos.
And we may not know it.
Por eso Dios no contesta.
But that's why God doesn't answer.
Así es que Dios tiene el cielo cerrado.
That's why it seems as if though heaven is closed to you.
Por eso el Señor no le dijo, levántate y anda.
That is why the Lord said to him.
Había una raíz.
There was something there.
La raíz del dolor del hombre y la mujer en la tierra es el pecado.
There the root of man's pain and suffering is sin.
La raíz de los dolores de la humanidad es el pecado.
The root of the pain in humanity is sin.
Si nosotros arrancamos y quitamos el pecado entre nosotros y Dios.
If we come and remove the sin between us and God.
Dios abrirá los cielos.
Then God will open up the heavens to us.
And
he will pour out the blessing upon us.
Nadie podrá frenar la mano de Dios.
No one can hold back the hand of God.
Esas cosas escondidas.
But those hidden things
que quizás nadie nos ve.
That perhaps no one sees.
Que las hacemos en lo oculto.
That we do in darkness.
Es una pequeña debilidad.
That we do in secret.
Pero los ojos de Dios.
I want you to know that the eyes of God
no son una pequeña debilidad.
Are not small.
Es una barrera.
But there is a barrier.
Y él te quiere bendecir. bendecir.
And he wants to bless you.
Él quiere bendecirnos.
He wants to bless you.
Quería bendecir al paralítico.
But you got, as he did with this paralytic.
Pero tuvo que quitar la barrera.
He had to take out the barrier.
Para que la bendición pueda llegar.
So that the blessing could come upon
him. Hombre, tus pecados te son perdonados.
He said to him, man, your sins are forgiven you.
Ya no había más barrera.
And the barrier was gone.
Entre el paralítico y Jesús.
Between the paralytic and Jesus.
Levántate y anda.
Then he was able to say, get up and take your
bed.
Jesus said, what is easier to say?
Tus pecados te son perdonados.
Your sins are forgiven.
O decirle, levántate y anda.
Or to say, get up and take up your bed.
¿Cómo está nuestro corazón? ¿Cómo está?
What about you?
Queremos quizás un ministerio.
But perhaps it's your ministry.
Pero hay pequeñas cosas.
There are some things that you need
o
to take out.
Cosas.
Today there are some things in your life.
Que han puesto una barrera.
That have been a barrier.
Entre nosotros y Dios.
Between us and God.
Quizás el dolor.
Maybe it's the pain.
En el hogar.
In your home.
En la vida espiritual.
You're very spiritual.
Falta algo.
But something's
missing. Nunca llegamos a recibir lo que anhelamos y deseamos.
Maybe you've not received what you desire.
El Señor Jesucristo está aquí.
I want you to know that Jesus Christ is
y
here.
Él conoce todo de nosotros.
And he knows everything about you.
Y en esta noche él te dice,
and tonight he says to you,
quita la barrera que te separa de mi bendición.
Get rid of the barrier that is separating you from the blessing.
Y verás si no abro ventanas de los cielos y te bendigo hasta que
and you will see that I will open up the windows of heaven and bless you with beyond measure.
Pero en este tiempo,
but right now,
nosotros debemos quitar la barrera.
We need to take out the barriers.
Nosotros. Nosotros.
We need to do it.
Si quitamos la barrera,
if we can take out the barriers,
así vendrá la bendición de Dios.
Then the blessings will come down.
Así vendrá el regalo del cielo.
Blessings will come down from heaven.
Dios caminaba con el hombre. Dios era amigo de nosotros.
God is looking at us.
Y Jesucristo vino a esta tierra.
Jesus came to the earth.
A devolvernos aquello que en el principio perdimos.
To return to us that which was lost in the beginning.
Podemos volver a caminar con Dios.
Listen, we can walk again with God.
Andar con Dios.
We can walk with God.
A recibir la bendición de
we
Dios.
Can receive the blessings
a volver a ser amigo de Dios.
We can receive it again.
Pero no debe haber barreras.
But there should be no barriers.
Quitemos toda barrera en esta noche.
Let's remove all barriers tonight.
Para recibir su bendición.
To receive the blessings of God.
Yo podía seguir enumerando cosas.
I can continue to name certain areas.
Pero sé que el Espíritu Santo.
But I already know that the Holy Spirit.
Ha puesto convicción en tu corazón.
Has already been convicting your heart.
Y tú sabes que si no quitas la barrera.
And you know what barriers they are.
Vas a salir de aquí.
And if you don't remove those barriers,
sabiendo,
you're going to leave this place
hasta que no quites la barrera,
knowing that until you remove that barrier,
no vendrá la bendición de Dios.
You cannot receive the blessings.
Para eso está aquí.
And that's why we're here tonight.
No solo creer,
not only to believe in
sino conocerlo,
but to know him.
Venid a mí todos los que estéis trabajados y cargados.
Jesus said, come unto me all you that work and are heavy laden.
Que yo los voy a hacer descansar.
And I will give you rest.
¿Cuántos en esta noche?
How many of you tonight?
Entiende que deben quitar una barrera.
Understand that you have to remove the barriers.
Lo separa de la bendición de Dios.
In order to receive the blessings from God.
Que saben y sienten y entienden.
That you know and understand.
Acá no importan las jerarquías.
That it doesn't matter.
Es importante salir de esa puerta.
That you don't want to leave this door tonight.
Y ver los cielos abiertos.
Without the heavens being open to you.
Ya no habiendo nada que pueda frenar la bendición de Dios.
Listen to me, you don't want to miss out on any of the blessings.
¿Cuántos tienen que quitar una barrera?
How many of you want to take out the barriers and remove the barriers?
Levante sus manos.
Lift up your hands.
Bien altas. Tenga las manos en alto.
Just raise your hand.
Ponte de pie con tu
and
mano.
Go ahead and stand at your feet.
Ponte de pie con tu mano en alto. Los que
stand at your feet and extend your hands to the Lord.
Y ahora vamos a dar un fuerte aplauso a Jesús.
Let's give the Lord a great applause tonight.
Porque hoy la barrera será quitada.
Because the barrier is going to be removed tonight.
Hoy la barrera será quitada.
Today the barriers are going to be torn down.
Hoy la barrera será arrancada.
Today the barriers are going to be torn down.
Hoy la barrera será quitada.
Today the barriers will be torn down.
Y podrás oír la voz de Jesús.
And we will be able to receive from Jesus. Oh, he'll be able to say, raise up and pick up your bed and walk. The heavens will be open.
Vengan a la altar.
If you want to receive, come to the altar. Just come. If you want to tear down the barriers, come. Come to the altars with your hands extended to God.
Vengan al altar.
Come to the altar now.
Venga a pedirle perdón a Dios y decirle Dios quito las barreras.
Come and say to God, God, take away the barriers in my life.
Grítele a Dios y dígale perdóname, Señor.
Cry out to God and say, God, forgive me.
Me arrepiento, Señor.
I repent, Lord.
Me arrepiento.
I repent.
Perdóname, Señor.
And help me, Lord.
Perdóname, Señor.
Forgive me, Lord.
Perdóname, Señor.
Forgive me, Lord.
Tú conoces, Señor, mis debilidades.
You know all of my ways.
Tú conoces mis debilidades, Señor.
You know my iniquities and you pay for
it. Tú las conoces, Dios.
You know them all, God.
Los que están en la parte alta y no pueden venir.
Those of you that are in the balcony and cannot come.
Usted levante su mano y comience a pedirle perdón a Dios.
Right where you're at, lift up your hands and
comience
begin to ask God to forgive you. Just begin to ask God to forgive you right where you're at.
Que te escuche tu voz.
That he would hear your voice.
Que los ángeles escuchen tu voz.
That the angels would hear your voice tonight.
Con la boca confesamos para salvación.
For with the mouth we confess unto salvation.
Con la boca confesamos para salvación.
For with the mouth we confess unto salvation.
Que se escuche tu voz.
So raise up your voice.
Que se escuche tu voz.
Raise up your voice.
Perdónanos.
And cry out, Lord, forgive me.
Perdónanos.
Forgive us, Lord.
Perdónanos.
Forgive us.
Señor, renuncio. Renuncio a la pornografía, Señor.
Say, Lord, I renounce the pornography.
Renuncio, Señor.
I renounce it, Lord.
Ahora me desprendo y deshago, Señor, la basura del diablo.
Now I release the devil from my life.
Señor, mi mentira, perdóname.
Lord, forgive me.
Señor, he pecado contra ti.
Lord, I've rebelled against you.
Señor, he pecado contra ti.
Lord, I've sinned against you.
He pecado contra ti.
I've sinned against you.
Los que quieran seguir descendiendo en los pasillos,
those
a un lugar.
Want to keep coming, go ahead, get...
Los que quieran entrar en los pasillos, puede haber. Puede
que
levante su mano y comience a hablar con Dios.
But lift your hands and begin to talk to God.
Comience a decirle a Dios.
Begin to say to the Lord.
Comience a pedirle perdón a Dios.
Ask the Lord for forgiveness.
Continúe haciéndolo.
Come on, keep on doing it.
No deje de hacerlo hasta que no sienta el perdón de Dios.
Don't stop asking for forgiveness until
no
you feel forgiven.
No deje de hacerlo hasta que sienta el poder, el perdón de Dios.
Until you feel the power of forgiveness.
Ahora.
Do it now.
Ahora.
Do it now.
Ahora.
Do it now.
Rama la masiva la bacay aquí, ama. Dios, perdóname.
God, forgive me.
Perdóname. Me arrepiento de todo corazón.
With all of my heart.
Me arrepiento de todo corazón. Padre, he pecado contra el cielo y he pecado contra ti.
Against heaven and against you.
He pecado, Señor.
I've sinned, Lord.
Oh Dios, quita la barrera.
Oh God, tear down the barriers.
Quita la barrera.
Tear down the barriers.
Dios, quita la barrera.
Tear down the barriers.
Quita la barrera.
Tear down the barriers.
Ahora.
Now.
Ahora.
Now.
Ahora.
Now.
Hurra, baba, si, barra, batalla. Levante su mano al cielo. 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 Levante su mano al cielo.
Lift up your hands toward heaven.
Y dile, Señor, rompe las cadenas en esta hora.
Say, Lord, break the chains in my life.
Rompe las cadenas ahora.
Lord, break the chains now.
Déjalo, camillero, eso me parece que hay problema. Levante las manos al cielo. Nadie se
preocupe
ahora.
Come on, lift up your hands. Lift them up.
Nadie se preocupe ahora.
Lift them up now.
En el nombre de Jesús de Nazaret.
In the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
En el nombre de Jesús de Nazaret.
In the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
En el nombre de Jesús de Nazaret.
In the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
Satanás, me vuelvo contra vos ahora.
Satan, I come against you now.
Fuera.
Out of here.
Fuera.
Out of here.
Fuera, Satanás.
Out of here.
Fuera. Rápido, camilleros aquí. Los camilleros aquí, por favor, rápidamente, los ojos cerrados. Los ojos cerrados, los ojos cerrados, los ojos cerrados, los ojos cerrados. Los ojos cerrados. Los ojos cerrados ahora. Los ojos cerrados ahora. Los ojos cerrados ahora. Ahí está la mano de Dios rompiendo cadenas.
Los ojos cerrados ahora. Por favor, los camilleros aquí levantando los que caen ahora. En el nombre de Jesús de Nazaret. Ahí está. Los ojos cerrados ahora. Los ojos cerrados ahora. Oíme bien, Satanás. Fuera. Fuera. Suelta las vidas ahora. Sueltas ahora. ¡Hurra!
Pablito, así puedo tomar testimonio un poquito para allá. Traductor.
Aleluya.
¿Tú qué tenías?
Una hernia.
Una hernia.
Pero chiquita.
¿Qué pasó esta noche?
El Señor me sanó.
Esa mala hernia. Señor, en el nombre de Jesús.
No more hernia.
Te doy gracias por ella.
Hallelujah.
Está sana ahora.
What did you have?
I have a lump on my spine over here.
Un tumor en la espina dorsal.
A ver, ¿dónde?
Where did you have it?
Right there.
Is it gone?
Yeah,
no está más.
No lo tiene más.
Un tumor.
She had a tumor. It's gone.
Ay.
Gone.
Sana.
I had a tumor in my arms over here, and I just feel.
Ella
like
dice
that.
Tenía dolor aquí y ahora puede levantar las manos y no siente nada.
Levanta las manos.
Lift your hands.
No hay más tumor.
Come on.
No tumor.
No tumor.
No.
No pain?
No.
Close your eyes.
Urra babashiva ramakaya
kia. Tell them what you had.
I had a sexually transmitted disease.
Mm-hmm. And what's the difference now?
Since yesterday, yet all the symptoms have been gone. The pain's been gone, and I know that God healed me tonight, and that He is a God that heals.
Hallelujah. Sí. Gloria a Dios.
Tenía un bulto acá, eso.
Ella tenía...
¿Cómo? Tenía un bulto aquí.
Did you have something here?
It's cancer, and I have sores and stuff like
la
that.
La enfermedad que tenía,
gone.
Ella sentía dolor, pero
I
ayer se le fue todo
gone.
El dolor. Y ella sabía que la enfermedad sexual que tenía se
There's
le ha ido.
No, symptoms at all.
No siente
no
ninguna
pain.
Síntoma.
There's
no siente
no
ningún dolor.
You can't even see
mira, ni se ve lo que yo tenía antes. Gloria a Dios.
¿Qué tenías tú?
Tumor en un ovario.
Un tumor grande, lo palpaba.
Ovary tumor.
Aquí en adentro del ovario, pero yo no lo
inside
siento.
Inside of my ovary.
Tenía un tumor. Y ahora no lo siento.
But she doesn't caso. Feel the tumor anymore.
No estaba el tumor.
It's no longer there. The tumor is gone. She's
gracias,
healed.
Gracias, Señor, en el nombre de Jesús. Aleluya.
Hallelujah.
I had a cancer operation
yo
in
tuve una
October,
operación de cáncer en octubre.
I felt it was now in my shoulder.
Y sentía que
and
estaba
I had
aquí
a lot
hombro,
of pain. And the pain seemed to have just disappeared.
Pero el dolor se ha desaparecido.
¿Qué momento?
When?
when the, now tonight,
ahora,
the pain,
esta noche,
we were praying,
mientras que estábamos orando,
the pain is gone in my shoulder.
El dolor se fue de mi hombro.
Ella tenía, la operaron de un cáncer y tenía un dolor.
She had an operation of a cancer.
Usted sabe que cuando el dolor continúa,
and do you know that when you have that pain,
pero qué pasó con el dolor?
But what happened to that pain?
God took it away.
Dios se lo llevó, lo quitó.
Y no hay más cáncer tampoco.
And no more cancer.
Gracias,
either.
Señor. En el nombre de Jesús.
Go ahead, Tom McChain.
Since I was 8 years old, as long as I can remember, when I jerk my head to the left, I feel like someone's hitting me with a sledgehammer on the left side of my head. For the first time in my life, I feel like the Lord's just placed something like a protection there, and I move my head to the left, and I don't feel nothing anymore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come on, give the Lord an applause. Let's praise the Lord. Oh,
Senator. Hallelujah.
Glory.
I had rheumatoid arthritis. I couldn't make a fist. I couldn't close my hands or raise my arms. And it's starting to affect my knees, too. No problems. It's gone.
How many years?
Just 2 months ago.
2 meses así.
It's totally gone.
Todo el dolor se ha ido.
A ver, boy.
¿Qué no podía hacer? Ella no podía mover los brazos ni mover las manos. What couldn't she do?
I couldn't do that. I couldn't raise my arms.
No podía levantar las manos, levantar los brazos ni mover las manos así.
Tenía deformidad.
Did you have any kind of deformity in there?
The swelling was all in here.
Sí.
I couldn't close
ya
my
tenía
los dedos deformados.
Los dedos, ya.
Los dedos estaban deformados.
Were your fingers deformed? Ella dice que dos estaban.
Y los hombros.
And your shoulders were also. She couldn't raise her hands. No podía levantar las manos por causa de eso.
Aleluya.
Come on. Tell them what you had.
Two more.
In July, around the 9th of July, I was told by my gynecologist that I would have to have a total hysterectomy because I had rapidly growing precancerous cells. And I just believe God that I was healed, because tonight I just felt a burning sensation from the bottom of my stomach all the way up to the top of my head. And I just believe God that I am healed.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Tenía problema interior de mujeres y le iban a mover, remover todo. Porque tenía lo que células de cáncer ya, pero ella dice que en esta noche sintió el toque de Dios de abajo para arriba y ella sabe que está completamente sana.
Yo tengo un dolor en un riñón, lo tenía hacía un mes, ya no siento nada.
She had a pain in her kidney for a month. Now she has no pain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
I had arthritis on my both knees, and I have trouble with my back. I always, when I was a child, I was always hunchback.
And now you're completely healed? No more pain in the knees? Totally healed. Hallelujah, from arthritis. Hallelujah.